This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, true story. The Fed's beige book, it's 8 times a year regional look at this economy, which comes out, not coincidentally, 2 weeks before each meeting of the interest rate setting Federal Open Market Committee. You might remember we talked about the most recent one yesterday. Anyway, it is called the beige book because the cover is actually beige. It used to be red. And for internal Fed eyes only until the early 1980s, when the Fed started releasing it to the public and changed the color to beige to make it less conspicuous so it would not be taken as a preview of what the Fed is about to do at its next meeting. So, beige? Yes. Boring? Au contraire, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is about to convince you.
The beige book paints a picture of how the national economy is doing through local eyes. So here's the snapshot from the guy who writes the report for Fed District 8, St. Louis, Missouri, economist Charles Gaskin.
The middle of the country, the heartland, so to speak. At a 10,000-foot view, we continue to see increases in economic growth, but probably at a slower pace.
Moving east for another snapshot, here's Michael Gritton. He runs Kentuckiana Works, the workforce development agency for the Louisville region, also in Fed District 8, and home to major operations for UPS, Ford, and GE.
This economy is about as good as you could hope for it to be. I mean, unemployment is below 4% across our region. We're a manufacturing and logistics place. Both of those businesses are still thriving.
Further south and east, Sean Snaith directs the Institute for Economic Forecasting at the University of Central Florida.
Many were certain that there would be a recession. There's really nothing resembling a recession right now happening in Florida, quite the opposite.
Tourism's strong across the region, which is Fed District 6. Consumers, though, are stretched.
We're expecting some slowing in Florida's economy because of the erosion of household budgets, but and the strength in the labor market is allowing people at least to, you know, come up and get their head above water.
There's less evidence of labor shortages around the country, according to the Beige Book. Michael Gritton's seeing that in Louisville.
We are not getting the kind of frantic phone calls that we were getting in 2022, where employers were really desperate.
One worrisome development, a huge healthcare employer is vacating its 27-story downtown headquarters.
That's a big psychological blow.
It's a problem in a lot of places, says the St. Louis Fed's Charles Gaskin.
There's definitely challenges in office space, and we're hearing that from a lot of contacts. Our malls have been a challenge over the last decade.
Though he says smaller retail space seems to be doing fine. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.